You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
An exciting interview for you now. We have Maddie Valla here from Living Perfection, Tamaki Makaurau, electronic sort of high. I don't even know how to describe you, Maddie. You're a bit of a an enigma. To me, you're quite famous.
God, what a starting point. I just say disco. It's just pretty like fun, silly disco music. Yeah, I guess it's like technically Italo disco, but I mean, I don't really get too far into genres. Can I say, I love that Mermaiden song. It is, I was like obsessed with it for like a year before they put it out, and I was like, now that it's come out, I'm like, oh, what a great track to be like introduced to.
Ah, yay, I'm glad you like it. I always like when that happens. Cool. I love the Mermaidens as well, and it's New Zealand Music Month, so we're going to play the good stuff.
Hell yeah.
It's the most important month of the year. Don't forget, Maddie. I am obviously my fandom for you, and this is your musical project. I know you from Cool Cult and Trust Punks, who I played earlier in the show, who I love.
Oh, whoa, buzzing.
So I really like Trust Punks. Fee, who's in the studio before, an epic punk, also loves it. You actually had an incredible, well, you have an incredible international reach. You sort of touch bases with Sonic Youth. There's a lot of craziness there. What led you to refining down, because I suppose it is a refining from that sort of post-punky sound and all these different sounds, to this disco sound that you're doing with Living Perfection?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, oh, that's buzzy that you said that. It's like, that's going back a bit. So that was like, I mean, I was probably in my early 20s at that stage. And, you know, when you're young and dumb and you're like, I'm going to make it in this industry. You know, this is my life. And you take yourself very seriously. And we wrote songs that we thought were very serious and all of that stuff. This is just a very different kind of thought process around that. I just want to have fun and, you know, dance around and it's just me this time. And I think I just dance around my living room or at a club at 8:30 in the at 8:30 p.m. You know, it's just, I just want to have fun and make music that I can enjoy.
I enjoyed listening to it. I think our listeners will as well. There are early singles from you guys. I really like Steel and Soul. You've already, obviously this project, people can listen to it. It's been released now. It was released, three, 4 days ago? You had the release show?
Yeah.
At Cupid
Bar? Friday I did, yeah. It was epic.
So you had Studfinder and Finjo has Love Finn. What a legend.
Oh my gosh. I played with Finn a couple of times. One time I saw them at Camp Aloham and the set was just them playing ambient music while they just like pretended to be asleep for 30 minutes. And I was like, that's incredible. And then the second time I saw him, he was playing sounded like Billy Joel songs. I got to play with this guy forever. And I was just such a great human. Yeah, and then Studfinder, Paul Brown was also in Trust Punks, so he plays bass in that band too. So anything that Paul does, I just want to be involved with, either in the band or getting him to play a show with me.
When we talk about getting people to play shows with you, and obviously an incredible release show, a great lineup, and a cool venue, and you say when those earlier pulls were from when you were in your early 20s, you sort of grew up in the all-ages scene in Tamaki Makaurau back in the day. I'm not sure if you're aware, but in Otapoti at the moment, there's a huge resurgence in the underage scene. We've got in the all-ages scene. We've got an all-ages band that is playing, opening for the Foo Fighters from Otapoti.
Wow.
It's there's been this massive uptake. I was wondering if you could tell us a bit about what it was like being in the all-ages scene then and how it has sort of manifested in your later music career.
Great question, because I'm coming from such a different side now. Like, I'm a dad now, so I have a kid, and I'm like for me, it was like life defining seeing those musicians. I mean, like, they were like some of the best musicians you've ever seen, you know, like notably like Ruben Winter, who was a stalwart of the scene and just was in like every single band that you wanted to see. And I remember going to see him once. I would have been like 16, 17, and I was just blown away. And I think you had that opportunity every weekend where you could go and see some kind of music that would change your life or change your perspective on how to write music and how to play. I think before that, your I guess experience in learning instruments and playing shows is either going to see a big band like the Foo Fighters and you're like, what the fuck, like this is massive and so unattainable, or you just like learning a Foo Fighters song in the garage of your music teacher. And then you see people like Ruben and everyone making music back then, Anthony Drent, Ruben, Mo McGlashan, who was also in Bandicoot, like all of those people, you want to become friends with them and better yourself, not only musicianly, your musicianship, but also as a person, I think. So for me, it was like life defining. I don't know if that still is around. I'm not sure, because ultimately the success of your band wasn't the end goal. It was to play as many shows as you can, like play Friday and Saturday at these all ages venues. And I don't think they exist anymore. Or maybe they do, and I'm just fully out of the loop.
Well, I'd like to, I mean, I hope it comes as nice news. In Dunedin, we've got a couple really great all ages venues, and there's been a show almost every weekend, which has been all ages. And it was gone for a while. It's been this resurgence that's been pushed by a lot of great Dunedin musos here and a lot of great projects down here. But I was wondering what advice you had as someone who's come up through that yourself for those new musos here in Otapoti.
I think just play as many times as you can. Like people, there's such a strange feeling now that people are like, you can't play too much. And it's like, well, it depends what you're wanting to do. Like I can't play too much because I have responsibilities outside of music that are pretty big in my life. But when I was 15, 16, you're so hungry to play. And for me, that was like people go out to parties and just talk shit for all night. But I mean, I was wanting to go to like the Scout Hall. I mean, I don't know if this means anything to people in Dunedin, but like wanting to go to the Scout Hall, wanting to play at the basement, there's a sick scene that like you were playing with bands every weekend that you would play with a lot. But I mean, that was just fun, and just I think that's what I miss and what I like about this new project is like it's just fun and it feels reminiscent to that time where it's refreshing in something new. Like I put in like some press release that I was writing that was like when I was making music last in bands, like you're just so serious and worried about what people are going to think. And I think when you're a kid, you don't have that because you're full of confidence and just like, I'm going to play to 7 people on the ground and have a giant scrumpy with me. I don't know. Like, it's just such a different, like, that's not a good example to give to 15, 16 year olds, but it's just have fun, play as many times as you can. Recording doesn't have to sound so clean and epic. Like some of the best bands I've ever heard, like, were just recorded in someone's mum's house. Like, record demos, put them out yourself. I mean, people like Zach Arnold, like, if there's something good, there's lots of people to help you out. Like, it's
people want to see the youth do well.
There's nothing more than I would want, like, to pass on to like the next generation, and not for them to just go through like mega labels where they're like, you can't play.
Yeah, no, come to Radio 1 and do live to ears and stuff.
100%. That's actually the advice that I would give.
Yeah, perfect. what great advice. Maddie, when you talked before about the full circle moment and sort of this project coming back to bringing that fun, I wonder what the differences or the challenges were for you, sort of instrumentation-wise and production-wise, doing that big genre shift.
How to program drums is the main. I mean, it's like learning a new instrument. You know, I've never. I'm like the least techie person of all time. Like, I never learned how to like sound record or even like run a mixer or mix vocals through a PA or whatever. Like, I've never learned how to do that. So it feels exciting to me to be able to learn a new skill at, I was going to say, such an old age. I mean, like, such a, as an adult, you know, where you don't really learn much new skills as you go on in time. So it's been really challenging, but also super fun to learn a new skill. And I mean, like, I played guitar my whole life, and it's cool now to learn how to write the instrumentation around the guitar and then have no guitar at all. And then now being like, maybe this song needs a guitar in it. You know, it's like, it's cool. It's come again, like, full circle around to having fun.
Do you think you have a preference of where in that circle you liked making music the most? Or is that like picking a favorite child?
I mean, yeah. Well, when I was in Trustpunks and Cool Cold and all of those bands, they were like my best friends, you know? So it was sick. Like, we toured Australia so many times, and I had no responsibilities at the time other than making music and touring it. So I'll always look at that fondly, and it was epic to do that. But now this just suits my lifestyle way better. I can just sit on the couch and bleep bloop.
When we talk about lifestyle changes, you've become a father, there's this like big journey. I wonder how that affects, obviously, post-punk is inherently political. There's kind of that sort of sentiment that you lose, that you become less radicalized as you get older. Some people might say that the type of music you make, you've made and how it's changed has reflected that. Do you think that that has any truth? Yeah. How do you think your politics reflect in your music now that you're doing a different style?
Well, I think it's definitely less in your face, I think, because I'm writing from like a more Croatian style. I'm Croatian, obviously.
Yeah, do you want to expand on the Croatian inspiration for this project?
Well, it's just like I didn't know anything about where I'm from, and I started picking up a bit of like language here and there, and I think it's like a lot of Croatians came over. I mean, this ties in perfectly for the political question, because like Eastern Europe and Croatia and the wars that have happened there is like pretty terrible, and people are still recovering from it today. But a lot of stuff I didn't really know or care to look into as a young person, and then I started looking into this more and more, and then listening to Croatian. My friend Michael Goralja, who's also a musician, he lives in Dunedin. Shout out. Our grandfathers actually knew each other back in the day, which is hilarious, and we're close friends, so it's very funny. And not in a Croatian way, just in a we met each other in the music scene way. But it's interesting learning more and more about it and listening to Croatian music. It's all about the war, and it's all very like serious, but all of the music quite like sounds real silly and happy. And it's like this weird change in feeling where you're watching these like music videos of soldiers walking around with giant AK-47s, and you're like, why are you so happy about this? So it's really interesting in that. I think, like, going back to your first question, it's hard to stay that angry for so long, but then you have kids that you want to make sure grow up with good values and I guess pass on what you think is important in life. And so I still listen to a lot of that same music, and my kid's not even two yet, but one of her favorite first bands was Emma and the Sniffers, because she was just like, I mean, completely inappropriate, but like, I think it's like cool to see strong woman led bands and putting that into your kids' eyes from early on and just being like, this is the normal.
Oh, it's not woman-led, but I used to listen to a lot of the Beastie Boys as a toddler. Like Dad was like, you really like just the noise.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's that's a great answer. I really like that.
We started heavy, and my partner's like a big hip hop head, and so we played a lot of that stuff. But we're right into the Wiggles now, so the Wiggles are taking over everything.
Well, Maddie, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me. It's been lovely talking to you. I'm a wee bit starstruck, but I'm being chill.
I don't know, I feel like I didn't even talk about the record at all, but I do. This new music is also good, I swear.
Well, here's your time, Eddie. Talk about your new record. So there's my final question to pose to you. When people are listening to this new project, to Living Perfection, to your new single, to Late to the Disco, Late to the Disco. What do you want them to take away? What do you want them to hear?
I think just music can also be about having fun and reinventing your steez, and you don't have to be like a surly rock star. You can be a silly 30-something-year-old man shaking his hips in front of all his friends.
Yes, you can.
I was going to say, it's just fun. It's super fun, and thanks to Zach for helping me put it out.
Yeah, is there anyone else you'd like to shout out while we're here?
Just thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. It's cool to like be on the radio, and I guess student network radio is super important. And let's keep it going.
Incredibly important. Everyone should listen to it and support it, and probably volunteer.
And fund it.
The government should fund it. Why am I speaking to the people? Let me speak to the government. Fund it, please.
I mean, you might not get far at the moment, but...
No, but we can keep trying.
No. Yeah, exactly. Never give up.
Never give up. Hey, Maddie, thank you so much for talking to us. I'm sure we'll talk to you soon. Ma te wa. I'm going to play a little song of Maddie's now to play us out. Sorry, if anyone wants to bring some CRC to the Radio 1 studio, my chair is incredibly squeaky. Here is Living Perfection with their new song, Late to the Disco. Find it wherever you listen to your good music. You're listening to Radio 1.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.